Good morning to everyone. My name is Galen Schmeling. I teach at Bethany Seminary, which is connected to this campus, not directly on it. The seminary is teaching young men to be Lutheran pastors. That's what our purpose is, to fill the churches of our synod. Our words chosen for today are recorded in Romans, the 8th chapter, beginning with the 28th verse and selected verses thereafter. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He did not spare his own son, but he delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Jesus Christ, the shepherd and bishop of our souls, dear fellow redeemed. A pastor, his son, and his son's friend were sailing off the coast of the Pacific. Suddenly, the waves were so high that even the pastor, who was an experienced sailor, couldn't keep the craft upright, and they were swept into the raging sea when the boat capsized. Nothing scares me more than the water, by the way. The father, the pastor, grasped the rescue line, and he made one of the most excruciating decisions in his life. He had moments to decide. He knew that his son was a Christian. He knew that his son's friend was not. Yelling, "I love you, son," he threw the rope to the friend. By the time he had pulled the friend to safety, his son's body was lost in the waters, in the black waves, never recovered. He knew that his son would step into eternity with the Lord Jesus, and he just couldn't bear the thought of the friend entering into eternity without the Lord Jesus, ending in eternal destruction. He sacrificed his son that he loved with all his heart for the friend. On a much grander scale, that's what God has done for each and every one of us. He sacrificed his own beloved son to save each of us, drowning in sin. He did not spare his own son, but offered him up for us all. And it's that treasure that is brought to you from this pulpit and from all Lutheran pulpits, every time that it's filled. That treasure is brought to you today in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Full forgiveness, and it is received by a simple and confident trust in Jesus as the Savior. That is the wonderful love of our God. If God is for us, who can be against us? That is the message of our seminary and all Lutheran pastors. God did not spare his own son. Therefore, we know that he will freely give us all things. Do we need it? Do we need that forgiveness today? All of us by nature, we're drowning in sin, going headlong to eternal death. We were just like those two boys in the ocean. And worse than that, we were actually dead in trespasses and sins. And we can still feel that, can't we? In that old sinful part of us that still remains, the old man. I got up this morning thinking, I really want to try to live a Christ-like life. And yet, and you probably did too, and yet how often don't we do those things, very things, that we know are going to hurt ourselves and those around us, and we do them anyway? We're filled with anger and bitterness over a variety of things, and we take it out on the person next to us. We sometimes just simply ignore our friends because they don't make our standards. Times we watch some things on TV that we probably shouldn't, and maybe a little online porn once in a while for a little excitement. Sad to say, some Friday nights, our main goal is to get totally wasted and hook up with anybody that'll be free with their body. And if you don't think about things like that, then think about how many times you've gossiped and ripped apart those that are sitting beside you in the pew this morning. Wretched thing our sinful flesh is. But thanks be to God that the Father sacrificed his own Son for each and every one of us. He did not spare his own Son, but offered him up for us all. He threw us the lifeline by allowing Jesus to become poor and lowly, to die in our place. Interesting thing about this text is St. Paul's words here. He did not spare his own Son. That alludes to the words that were spoken to Abraham in the Old Testament at the sacrifice of his son. You did not withhold your son, your only son, Isaac. Isaac pictures Christ's obedience, taking, carrying the old rugged cross up Calvary's mountain. What the Father does here is pictured by Abraham. Abraham bound his own son, laid him on the altar, and in his mind had already stuck that knife in his heart. He didn't. The angel stopped him. But that's what God the Father did on Mount Calvary for each of us. It's wonderful, wonderful love that he has. When Jesus' blood flowed, every sin was washed away. Regardless of what I've done, and it's been some pretty lousy things, regardless of what you've done, that those sins are washed into the depths of the sea. There is peace with God. God did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for you. And more than that, he took you as his own, working faith in your heart in the baptismal waters. Therefore, we know that he will freely give us all things, working all for our good. But you know, as I think of my morning this morning, I question how good everything is. I faced a variety of challenges this morning, and I'm sure you have too. Many different things are tearing at us so that we hardly have the energy to come here. As we're sitting here, we're thinking about all the things that are tearing at us. Maybe we're wondering if we even should be here. The classes, I'm not going to handle this. Professors, there's just so much work, I can't get it all done. Yet remember, the Almighty God gave his own Son for you and took you out of the garbage heap of sin. If he did that, he'll be with us in every other need and struggle of life. He will be there holding us secure. The strengthening we need is offered right here in the life-giving word that strengthens and nourishes us, and in the supper of his body and blood where he gives us the strength to go forward. That's the message that Lutheran pastors proclaim, that Lutheran teachers proclaim. So therefore, this morning, I want to encourage, first of all, every young man here to consider the preaching and teaching ministry. I want to encourage every young lady here to consider the teaching ministry, caring for the little lambs in our Christian day schools. There's no greater work, because here you give what makes this life meaningful and the certainty of eternal life. If full-time service in the Lord's kingdom is not possible for us, then don't think there's nothing I can do. Share the good news of Jesus in your daily life. The message that Jesus died so that we can live at peace here and have a home in heaven. Is there a need? We know there is. There is people despairing all around us, people that find no meaning in life, and we know what their end will be without Jesus. And we have that which can save their immortal souls. The Lord Jesus this morning is calling for each of us here to share the gospel, the good news that Jesus died for you, with everyone around you in your daily life. Jesus is asking for pastors and teachers. He's asking for you. Let none hear you idly saying, there is nothing I can do. While the souls of men are dying and the master calls for you, take the task he gives you gladly. Let his work your pleasure be. Answer quickly when he calleth. Here am I. Send me. Send me. Amen. We arise. In heaven, we thank you that you instituted the holy ministry of word and sacrament, and that you are preparing these young men for the important work of proclaiming the gospel. Cause our students at the seminary and all pastors to diligently study the scriptures so they never say more or less than your word. Cause all your people, O Lord, to accept that word for what it truly is, your word, O Father. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue with the hymn.